You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie MacDonald joins us now with a question for you. Have you made plans for leap year? You've got a Lanyap Day next Wednesday, and today Archie explains how the leap year works.
"Well, leaping lizards," said little orphan Annie. "Another leap year is upon us." We'll remember Annie for the mature and introduce her to the callow among us some other time, because today the subject is leap year, the fourth year in which we attempt to reconcile the solar year, or the annual rotation of the Earth around the sun. We owe this problem to the mathematicians and politicians who advised Julius Caesar on calendar reform in 45 BC. With his advisors' agreement, Caesar decided that the solar year consumed 365 days and 6 hours. Every fourth year, then, required an extra day to catch up. Sensible old Caesar added this extra day to February because it was the shortest month and could use the help. Romans, being Romans, counted back 6 days from March 1 and inserted the extra day between February 23 and 24, actually making 2 February 24ths, or in their terms, bis sexto calendas. "Whoa," said Pope Gregory XIII about 1,500 years later, "my advisors claim that the solar year actually requires only 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and between 45 and 46 seconds. So Gregory set aside the Julian calendar and adopted one with his own name on it. This required abandoning some days altogether and the reconciliation of those extra days, but really very real days, minutes, and seconds, which amounted to 3 years every 400 years. Gregory said, "That's simple enough. We'll keep leap year every fourth year, except in centenary years, or centuries divisible by 4, and that'll take care of the difference." That meant that 1600 and 2000 were not leap years. In case you're making plans, neither will 2400 be a leap year. So here's the real question. What are you going to do with this extra day? Since it'll be a Wednesday, likely I'll go to work, probably have lunch with Tom and A.L. and Scott and Farah and Marianne at Rotary, and do whatever chores Judy has lined up for me. As Uncle Walter Cronkite used to say, what sort of day was it? A day like all days, filled with those events that alter and illuminate our lives. And like you, I'm still waiting for the illuminating.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University, and he's a community liaison for the university. You can catch him every Friday morning at 7:35. You can also download his previous commentaries from our website at redriverradio.org. Click on Commentary at the bottom of the page.